this season is a waste. It's a wash. You can boo-hoo about it. I'm over it. You know, football starts in less than 3 weeks now. But the rest of the way, if you're watching this team play, you're looking for pride. You're looking for compete. No doubt. You're looking for somebody to show me something. And speaking of the Mets again, that's what the Mets are showing you. DJ Stewart has risen to the occasion. Rafael Ortega, who was in spring training with the Yankees, has risen to the occasion. Jonathan Araúz is playing for them. Francisco Lindor, Pete Alonso, and Jeff McNeil have been better since they punted on the season at the deadline. Mm-hmm. And the last thing I'll say, Chris, is the Mets season ended in June. The Yankee season just ended after this 8-game losing streak, this sweep. That is the finite, okay, we don't stand a chance. The Mets have had weeks to realize this is over. Let's adjust.
Yeah.
A bunch of different guys are going to be in the lineup. They sent Beatty down, whatever. And they're able to go out there and surprise some teams and win some games. Good. Maybe the Yankees can do the same.
Yeah, I mean, I hope. It's not even so much about the winning at this point. I'd like to win some games. I just want to see them play well. I mean, whenever you're on an 8-game losing streak, I want to see some wins. But I just want to feel like they're playing well. I mean, because right now it's impossible to watch. It's just that there's no life.
IKF went to bunt this weekend with Giancarlo Stanton on base. And I'm like, why am I watching this? Why am I actually – like, Gerrit Cole on the mound.
Yeah.
I can't even be mad at Cole. It is what it is. He's going to have a clunker every once in a while. They ask him to be the stopper. Stop the bleeding. We're losing. Come on, Cole. He didn't have it right away. The shenanigans right away with PitchCom, Johnny Brito, and Ben Rortvedt. That's another thing. No Austin Wells. We got to watch 0.95 batting average Ben Rortvedt play because Cashman dies hard on those trades. He traded for Rortvedt, IKF, and Donaldson. We're going to use him. He's in the system. This is who we have. I think they have a bunch of minor league catchers.
Yeah, I think it's more they don't think Wells is ready to play catcher defensively.
Neither is Ben.
I know he's a, I get you, but I just don't think they. I think that's more it. My only point. I don't think it's so much about justifying the Rortvedt trade. I don't think so. to watch him go out there and hit 100. I don't think Brian Cashman thinks he's saving any face.
If Donaldson wasn't on the 60-day IL, he'd be in there too.
I know. I'm surprised they put him on the 60-day. He 100% would be playing.
He's been running.
My mind. No, I know.
I saw one of the reporters. Oh, Josh Donaldson out on the field early, running sprints, trying to show the Yankees and the Yankee fans, I'm coming back in September.
And he will hit. And Mark, he will hit 290 for the Pirates next year. Mark my words. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. I'm telling you. Like it's been that way where it just seems like the guys come over here and can't perform. But I don't know even what to say. But we got to see. Hopefully, the kids come up and inject some life, and it'll be good to watch them and watch people moving forward. One of the things I do want, I can't believe that, I mean, Rodon can't be this, right? Like, there's no way. I refuse to believe, and this is, I guess, the optimist in me. Like, I am not ready to call the entire contract a disaster. It sucks to have year one be a complete failure because you're banking on at least 1, 2, and 3 being the good years of it, guaranteed, before you get into 4, 5, and 6 of it. But I still refuse to believe the velocity's there. The season never got off the ground for him. He was dealing with 2 separate injuries. I refuse. People are so quick to just say, oh, it's Carl Pavano. Oh, it's never going to work out. He's going to be terrible. 6 more years. Yeah, thank you for that comment. I can't figure out how to comment on the chat. I will be back tonight. Yes, I'll be on at 2:00 this morning. But I just can't believe that he's going to be done. I just can't believe that his contract is going to be a waste, that he'll never figure it out. This is a guy who, when healthy, has dominated the last 2 years. He's still got the stuff. Hopefully tonight we see something. That's another guy. I want to see him pitch every 5th day. I want to see him get his – I'll feel better about next year if he has a good 7 starts down the stretch here, 5 or 6, however many starts he has left. If he pitches well the rest of the month, that's going to be a major positive move for me. Like that's probably number one on my list right now. If he can look like a legitimate top of the rotation, not necessarily a world beater, but just someone you feel good about moving forward, maybe mixes in 1 or 2 shutouts or something, and you just feel like, all right, moving forward, Rodon figured it out at the end of the year. I expect him, as long as he's healthy, pitch well.
He's had one decent start against the Mets.
That was it. Yeah.
I think he's a head case, bro. I think honestly, he came in and. He was hurt in spring training. He threw one day and he was hurt.
Yep.
And then he kind of had this like tough guy way about him when they asked him about like the pressure of New York and playing in the Bronx and the fans. And he's, you know, they asked him about what happens if you get booed. And, you know, he like, I forget his answer, but he basically said like, oh, like, you know, I got to play better. And then when he did get hurt, he said, I'm not here to pitch in April and May. I'm here to pitch in October. And they're not going to be in October. I think it got to him in Anaheim when he was blowing the kiss.
Yeah.
Boone on Talking Yanks said there was just one guy who was really giving it to him. That one guy got under his skin. That can't happen. I think this first year for Rodon, and we've seen this in New York with a bunch of players, the first year is a real shock to the system. It's a real adjustment. It gets real AF. You realize, okay, there's a ton of pressure and a ton of people that care about this stuff, and you can't dodge any of that, right? You're not playing in the south side of Chicago where 15,000 people showed up to your start. You blew it, and no one even talked about it on the radio or TV out there because they don't care. Like, there's no hiding.
And he didn't get the opportunity. Like, and again, not making excuses for him because he should be better than this, but he doesn't get the opportunity to start the year in April with expectations. Like, he comes right into Yankees are, you know, kind of in a tailspin without Judge. We need you back now. We need
you.
Instead of just getting, you know, that moment of that new Yankee, because a lot of you're talking about a lot of high priced big guys struggle, but at least they have time to find themselves. Like, Teixeira had a terrible month, but he had the rest of the year to find himself. You know, Giambi struggled his first couple months. He has that home run against, we've all seen the clip of it a million times during commercial breaks. He hits the grand slam against Minnesota in the rain, and he kind of finds himself. AJ Burnett struggles, but then wins game two of the World Series, arguably the most important game of the year. Like, there's a bunch of guys who did struggle initially, but at least had time to get their feet wet. This guy's been dealing with two separate injuries, comes in, he's awful, injured again. He comes in right when he's got to be the savior for the team. That's his first. I mean, we all hate him because he's expensive and he gets hurt. He knows he's coming into a hostile environment and he needs to save them because their best player and the team Superman is injured. I mean, it's not an easy spot. It's someone who makes $160 million is going to get no sympathy for being in that spot. But it's not the easiest way to enter Yankee life. And I'm hoping that that was just one of a million, you know, bad things that went completely wrong this year. And it doesn't necessarily mean it's a disaster for the next five. But he's number one on my list now that I think about it. There's no one I'd rather see perform well down the stretch than Rodon, because they need someone at the top of the rotation to go with Cole. And if it's not going to be him, this team's in even further trouble than we think.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. The rest of the season for me is a wash. I mean, I guess like they're 9.5 back.
So there's nothing you can see though. Like, you don't, if you see,
no, of course, if I'm going to watch it.
No, I'm not saying you're not going to watch the games. What I'm saying is like, you'll take note. Like, if LeMahieu hits three, let's be pie in the sky. LeMahieu hits 350 the rest of the way. Still completely no, that bears nothing
in time. It'll be encouraging, but then months are going to go by, and I can't bank on that going into next year. I can't bank that they'll build on a solid finish to the season to start next season. I think they're just independent. I just think that this team, so much went wrong. I feel like the players are even buying into the toxic nature of the fan base and how rotten this whole thing is. And like, they had no fight. They had no compete. They didn't have it in Atlanta. They didn't have it when they came home to face the Red Sox. Let's see what they do with three games against the Nationals, who I think I saw they're like 11-6 this month. They're a scrappy young team that like, they're playing for something. They're competing for something. And they know coming in the Yankee Stadium, the main stage, there's always eyes and attention and extra energy around playing in New York. So the Yankees better be ready. And I think with Peraza and Herrera, there's a little bit of a juice or excitement or a little bit of a spark, like people like to say. But this is still a dead team walking, like I've been saying for 2 months now.
No doubt.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the NFL to kick a football in the air and start these games.
I'm looking forward to the young kids, and I'm looking forward to a handful of guys who I just like. I need to see something out of it. I know that maybe this is crazy. Again, best case scenario is somehow Stanton's off the roster next year. I would never say different, but I just don't know how
that would be plausible. Great work. I would applaud Brian Cashman. Of course. And I said it the other night.
I like Stanton.
You got to move on from him. This was his worst season. What do you think is going to happen the next couple years?
No, it's not getting any better. I hate to say that, but at least I need – so even though I know that, I still want to see something from him because I know he's going to be a part of the team next year.
They love to pinch hit him. That's the thing, too. Well, they're just stupid as a stupid does. I think in my notes last night, he's 3-for-41 as a pinch hitter with 22 strikeouts, and they love pinch hitting.
I know, but you got to try. What are you going to do? Let the last man on the roster hit because you're afraid to pinch hit Stanton?
Like, yeah, Ben Mortvedt. He's the guy. Guys are like,
he's the guy. Like, you got to still pinch hit him and go for the home runs occasionally or something. You're playing with the team you have. So, I mean, I still want to see something out of him. I'm watching this season for guys who are moving forward next year. Obviously, the kids, Rodon, and then LeMahieu, Rizzo, if he comes back, and Stanton, just because I don't see any way that they're not going to be here next year. And I just need to see that there are still some kind of baseball players in them. Because maybe you can't, like, and that's the other thing. What if Stanton gets hot down the stretch? Maybe there is a team you can entice to eat enough of the contract to move on from him. Like, you put that along with the idea that he hits in the postseason every year. Maybe there's a team right on the cusp who thinks, you know what, we don't have a DH. He can play a little bit of outfield, and we can get him for, 60, 50 cents
Steve
on the dollar.
Steve Cohen, are you listening?
Although he kills it in City Field. Yeah.
Take him off our hands.
Yeah, I don't think it's
going to a ton of homers in City Field.
He does. He kills it in City Field.
Yeah, that's all we got, man. There's nothing really, like, I don't know. I'm like,
I know, there is nothing. It's depressing.
We're reaching for things. We're hoping LeMahieu and Stanton have a good last month and a half.
Yeah.
Hope the kids are better. Yeah. I hope Peraza doesn't bat 188 again his third time around. And hopefully Pereira doesn't look overmatched. And I would shut Judge down, but you can't shut him down because he's got to show off those pink Jordan cleats. Where if they actually release those pink cleats as sneakers, I'm buying them. I would love to have a pair of Air Jordan Judge sneakers.
Then how do you have a problem with it? I'd buy the ring, too, if I wore rings. Like, I mean, I heard you on with Evan and Tiki the other day with it. Like, I know what it is, and I don't get hung up on stuff like
it
that.
It looks
like,
bad. It's a bad look.
I know, but I mean, it's a bad look.
As soon as I saw it,
then he hits a home run,
like,
and no one cares.
I'm embarrassed. As a Yankee fan, as a Judge fan, I'm like, everybody, like, I see Jared Karabas take the picture and Photoshop three ring pops on his hand, and I'm like, you're enabling of the haters.
No doubt. But, like, I don't know, maybe is that famous a picture? I don't even remember that picture until they Photoshopped Judge's picture next to it. Like,
it's really Bill Russell's picture.
That's Jordan, what I was going to say. I remember Bill Russell more with that kind of picture.
When Jordan got to his, retirement, he wasn't close to Bill Russell's 11 championships.
Right.
But Bill Russell was the one that put up both of his hands with all of his rings. So Jordan did the one hand.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a fan of Jordan.
Jordan,
like, I came into my sports fandom when Jordan was Jordan.
Yeah.
And I love both Jordan and Judge. AJ, I think, like, it was a perfect match. I just didn't like the rollout, man. And I'm a marketing guy. Like, my background was in marketing and social media. And I remember being in meetings and thinking about advertisements and how we're going to roll out stuff. I would have been the guy in the meeting saying that we absolutely can't do this. Not right now. Yeah. Not this season. And if we're going to do something, Judge just won MVP. Find a picture of Jordan holding an MVP trophy and let's have Judge emulate that. We can't do the rings thing right now. They're going to eat us alive.
No, I know. Well, I mean, I think they probably thought they were going to roll it out while the Yankees were getting ready for a playoff push as opposed to having their worst season in 30 years.
And that's what I get. These things don't come together in a matter of weeks. No. They come together in months. Sure. And I'm sure they had this ready in June, and then Judge ran into a wall. So they probably pushed it back a little more. Yeah. And it's like, we got to get this out this season.
Or vice versa. Had it ready for a rollout in October and figured, no, we better do it now.
Or
there is no October. Got to
speed it up. Yeah. So it is what it is, man.
It's brutal. It's brutal. But let me end it with saying the thing that bothers everybody. Take a second to appreciate the fact that it's been 30 years since we felt like this. I do feel like we need to just say that, because sometimes people will be like, oh, you Yankee fans, how can you, try being a this fan, try being that fan.
No, I don't want to be a this fan or a that fan.
I agree. I'm just saying, let's just take a second. Like, this is the first time. Of course, it's, when I first get a job and I start doing a Yankee podcast. But
it's not on you.
it's the first time, It's the first time we felt like this. Like, I know we didn't
full-time, full-time overnight slot to talk all you want about the Yankees, and this is what we got to talk about.
I know they haven't won a World Series since 09. I know we've particularly hated this team since 21 and maybe haven't liked the manager since he got hired. But we haven't felt like this since the early 90s. Like that's how bad this is. So it's been quite the run. But let's end it. Let's start a new one next year.